From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Spain's prime minister-elect warned today he might pull his country's troops out of Iraq. The unexpected election of José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero is seen as a sign of widespread anger with the conservative government's support of the war in Iraq. And many Spaniards believe the election also reflects frustration over the government's handling of Thursday's bloody train bombings that left more than 200 dead and 1,500 wounded. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from Madrid.
José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero today called the war in Iraq an error and a disastrous occupation, and said he would pull Spanish troops out by June 30th unless the UN assumes control of multinational operations there. Javier Valenzuela, a commentator for the El País Daily, said he's convinced Zapatero will not make any unilateral moves and will first consult with Spain's allies.
Now he's saying we need a new United Nations resolution that legalizes the presence of foreign troops in Iraq.
He said Spanish voters punished the outgoing Prime Minister José María Aznar for his support of the war in Iraq and for what he says were Aznar's lies, lies about the existence of weapons of mass destruction, lies playing down the threat of Islamic terrorism in Spain, and lies pinning blame on the domestic Basque terrorist group ETA for Thursday's train bombing carnage. Valenzuela, who is an expert on Islamic terrorism, says Spain, like all other European countries, wants to work in concert with the United States to combat terrorism.
And we had to fight in the right places, and Iraq was the most wrong place on earth. And we are paying a price in American and Europeans' lives, very, very severe and heavy price for the mistake of the Bush administration and his allies.
Valenzuela is the author of a book written in 2002 titled Spain in the Bull's Eye of Islamic Terror, in which he predicted the country would be attacked. And he points out that Al-Qaeda had warned several times that Spain was on its hit list, but he says all Islamic threats were ignored. Valenzuela blames the Aznar government for being obsessed exclusively with the Basque ETA terrorists, for having cut the security budget, losing 6,000 policemen in 8 years, and for allowing 1 million immigrants, most of them Muslims, to enter Spain illegally. Valenzuela says Spain, once part of a grand Islamic empire, has been attacked because it's Europe's weakest link.
We are a border country. We have half a million Muslim population in the country. They are not integrated at all. They are marginalized, no? The Islam that they are receiving in Spain is the Wahhabi Islam.
Mass Muslim immigration is a recent phenomenon in Spain. Demands for basic rights, such as Islamic cemeteries and mosques, trigger emotional debates in Spanish society. Mustafa El Murabit is the president of an association of Moroccan workers in Spain. His group fights against exploitation of immigrant labor and calls for recognition of immigrants' rights as well as duties. He concedes integration is very difficult.
Porque en el proceso de integración debe haber dos cosas.
There are two requirements, dialogue and willingness on both sides. We need to meet in the middle and respect each other, and we must neutralize radicals at each extreme.
Mustafa says after Thursday's attacks, Spain's Muslims are well aware Al-Qaeda is their worst enemy.
El Islam en general, aunque aquí en España no hay mucho, pero hay un Islam fascista.
There is a fascist Islam. Those who defend terrorist attacks are fascists, Nazis, and their existence damages the entire community.
Mustafa Mrabit is one of the few Muslim leaders willing to speak with reporters. In their barrios, Muslim immigrants have withdrawn behind a wall of silence and fear. Even moderate imams suddenly canceled interviews. El País commentator Javier Valenzuela fears that Spaniards' anger toward the Aznar government will find a new outlet.
And I'm afraid that the attacks on March the 11th are going to provoke some kind of xenophobic movement against the Muslim people already living in Spain, no?
Thursday's train bombings have been a wake-up call for Spanish and European leaders. There is a sudden realization that Europe is now in Al-Qaeda's crosshairs. Spain's outgoing government has called for a meeting of European anti-terrorist services, and Germany has called for an emergency meeting of European Union interior ministers. But Valenzuela says Europe must now shed its bureaucratic paralysis and use imagination and decisiveness.
We need a kind of European policy on integration and a European policy on Islam, especially in Islam, no? And we have to do that with our American allies. And we are waiting for you to change your wrong direction right now in the fight against global terrorism in order to fight also the roots of that terrorism.
This is all the more important, Valenzuela says, because Islamic terrorists must not be allowed to delude themselves that Sunday's election results were a sign of appeasement. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Madrid.